Some of those people responsible for interrogating prisoners at U.S. facilities, such as Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay, aren't U.S. government employees. They're private contractors. Increasingly, all kinds of jobs that are part of U.S. intelligence operations are handled that way. Investigative journalist Tim Shorrock looked into the trend. He's the author of the new book Spies for Hire, The Secret World of Intelligence Outsourcing. Shorrock found out that 70% of the U.S. intelligence budget, some $40 billion, now goes to pay private contractors.
About a year ago, I was leaked an unclassified document. It was a slide presentation to an intelligence acquisition conference from the Director of National Intelligence, and the top slide was a pie chart that had 70% goes to the private sector of our total intelligence budget. I literally almost fell off my chair when I saw that, because that figure is astounding, I think.
You make the case in your book, Tim, that there is a wide array of jobs that were historically done by government agents that are now performed by outside contractors. What kind of work are you talking about?
Well, for example, running covert operations overseas, running CIA agents out of foreign embassies, that used to be done only by the government, and it's now being done by corporations. A great deal of intelligence analysis is outsourced. And, of course, things like interrogation of enemy prisoners, like we saw in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, is being done also by private contractors.
Is this an issue of money or access or what?
Well, it goes back a long ways. It goes back to the 1990s when intelligence budgets were cut in the aftermath of the Cold War for a good reason. Budgets were cut about 30%, and personnel roles were cut at agencies like the National Security Agency around 30%. So quite a few people left. Many of them who did leave went into the private sector, went to work for defense contractors. And when they started to ratchet up the need for intelligence, say in the late 1990s, when President Clinton, there was a war in Yugoslavia, and there was an invasion of Haiti, there was a nuclear crisis with North Korea, the need for intelligence analysts stepped up. And of course, because the people weren't there in government, they went to the private sector and hired people from these large defense and information technology corporations.
At the same time, though, isn't it the case where a lot of these workers who are being hired as part of this outsourcing process, a lot of them used to work for the government anyway. They're just making a lot more money by doing it privately. So is that the main problem, or is it they're doing the job differently?
Well, I think there's a lot of questions are raised by this. For one thing, I believe that there's a very strong conflict of interest when you have large corporations such as Booz Allen Hamilton or Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, when they're actually doing studies for the intelligence community and analyzing future spending, analyzing future trends, because they have such a stake in these agencies, they do so much business with them. When they start recommending certain paths to take and certain kinds of spending to do, they have a vested interest in what happens. And I think that kind of analysis and that kind of study should only be done by government people, you know, looking at what they need out into the future. I think there's a built-in conflict of interest with particularly intelligence at very high levels.
Okay, so say there's a worker who can maybe triple his or her salary. In fact, you quote one intelligence employee who says, everybody I know in the CIA is leaving and going into contracting. Okay, they get more money. As you say, there might be a conflict of interest there because they're doing studies from which they could benefit, depending on what the results of the studies are. What are the other problems?
Well, the other problem is, you know, corporations answer to shareholders. They have a dual loyalty. They have a dual loyalty to their shareholders. They have a loyalty to their country and the agencies for which they're working. But those things can come into conflict. And certain very sensitive operations like interrogations of enemy prisoners, I don't think we as a country here in the United States want that to be a profit center for corporations. We need to have a well-trained cadre of government people that can do the work. And I think Congress now is starting to take a hard look at this, and there is some amendments being discussed as we speak and on Capitol Hill in the House in particular, trying to put some limits on contracting and also trying to get the intelligence agencies to spell out what exactly is the breakdown in their workforce between contractors and government people.
All right. We will leave it at that. Investigative reporter Tim Shorrock is author of the book Spies for Hire, The Secret World of Intelligence Outsourcing. Thank you for delving into this with us. Thank you, Tim.
Sure. Thank you.